There's just an absolute truth here. An absolute truth is that D.C. is dangerous.
We're hearing from Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin as he weighs in on President Trump's federal takeover of D.C.'s local police force. Youngkin joined us to talk about that and several other topics.
D.C. crime has been at shockingly high levels on an absolute basis for a long time. People who live there don't feel safe. People who work there don't feel safe. People who visit there don't feel safe. And so the president's step is to ensure safety in our nation's capital. And I have to say that the collaboration between local law enforcement and federal law enforcement works if you engage with it. I was pleased to hear that there's going to be collaboration and support from local law enforcement. And I think this is the way it's going to work. DC will be safer because of these actions.
Yesterday, the president said,
"You're going to see a big change in Washington crime stats very soon. Crime is the worst it's ever been."
No one says that D.C. is the safest place in the world. But when we look at the numbers historically, especially from the 1990s, that statement that crime is worse than it's ever been, that is just not accurate according to the numbers from history.
It's incredibly dangerous in D.C. right now. No one feels safe. I'd also remind you that there is a full investigation going on of the numbers. And I think the accuracy of crime data has been really, really difficult. D.C. is dangerous, and D.C. shouldn't be dangerous. It's our nation's capital, and everyone should feel safe, both people who live there and work there, but almost more importantly, people who visit there from all over the country and all over the world. And I do believe that this whole approach is really important for D.C. to take. I'm glad that the president has taken this step. I support it. And most importantly, I think it will benefit not just people who live and work in D.C., but of course, everyone who visits there.
Your name came up numerous times in the press conference earlier this week with FBI Director Kash Patel talking about working in coordination with you and your administration in Virginia. He talked about a task force.
What we did in Northern Virginia, thanks to Terry Cole and Governor Youngkin and the team, we stood up a task force out in my Northern Virginia field office, and we said, let's let good cops be cops, let's get them the intelligence and what they need, and let's get the red tape out of their way. And that's exactly what we did. In 1 month, we arrested 545 violent felons.
Can you give us an idea of the kind of criminal activity that was targeted with that task force?
Yeah, so this task force was a first of its kind in the country, and it was designed to bring together state resources, both at state police, but also at our corrections department with federal resources, the FBI, Homeland Security, DEA, ATF, the Department of Justice, and the U.S. Attorney's Office to unpick criminal networks. And that's exactly what we've done. It started with unpicking the criminal networks that were being run by violent gangs, MS-13, Tren de Aragua, and other international gang activity out of our Department of Corrections. And what we found is there's a sophisticated, elaborate network of gangs, cartels, and other really violent criminals who have been distributing illegal drugs, who are running human trafficking organizations, and committing violent crime, not just all over Virginia, but around the East Coast. And so this collaboration has allowed us to put together very sophisticated prosecution files so that we can go arrest these folks. And that's exactly what we've done. It works. And it is the collaboration that is at the heart of it. There are information sources that state and local capabilities have, and there's information sources and capabilities that the federal resources have. And when we work together, it's extraordinary what we can achieve. And to be very clear, literally within days of President Trump coming into office, we found ourselves with this extensive collaborative partnership that is generating huge results for the safety of Virginians.